and Team Spirit Player of the Year for 2021, Kate Shimmin. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we, guys?
Good. It's the Shimmy Shimster.
The Shimmeister.
Jeez, we've missed you. It's been a couple of weeks and we're like, what do we do with our lives? We haven't seen Kate in so long. What's happening?
Where's the Shim Dog Millionaire? That's what we've been saying.
That's right. That's right, Sam.
I'm thinking big. I've woken up this morning and I'm just like, I'm really missing everyone at the moment. And I'm definitely having the netty withdrawals, that's for sure. I can't wait to get back into pre-season. I can't believe I'm saying that.
No, well, you guys do like a lot of running, a lot of gym, a lot of fitness stuff?
Oh, a lot of everything. A lot of feeling like you're going to cry. Mark puts us to work in pre-season, that's for sure.
I bet. Now, Kate, you know, I was reading some stuff up on you yesterday and I came across that you're only 29.
Yes, I am. But you know what? That's actually old. Well, apparently it's old in netball years.
Ash thought you were so much older.
I've just realised.
Holy crap, you look like you're in like mid-40s. No, that's what she said to me. And I said, well, Ash, I wouldn't be saying that.
Yeah. You know. But she says that.
I've been around the block a few times, I tell you what. And only 29, but I'm hitting 30 next year. I don't know how I feel about it.
Oh, well, I just turned 31, Kate, and do you know what? Life couldn't be any better. It's so good. It's so much fun. But for some reason, it's amazing. Like, Courtney Bruce is only 25 from the Fever, and I thought she was about 30.
Yeah.
It's weird.
She looks 30. I'm just joking.
Oh! But see, that's what Perth and Adelaide do to you. You know, you come to the Sunshine Coast and you get enyouthened. You'd be looking for your 60th cap. You go, Kate Shimmin playing for Adelaide at 63. Oh, no, she's only 30. if you'd stayed down there. So you've made the right move, obviously, to the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, my goodness. I was really nervous getting on that plane about a year ago thinking, like, oh, what am I doing? But it's just, I just love it up here. It's great. The people are good. And the club just welcomed me with open arms. And I'm so proud to be welcomed back for another year.
Well, you're made of the right stuff, Shim, because you've really slotted in well to the fold. And we love you. You're a part of the furniture now. We don't ever want to see you leave. So congratulations on your 2022 contract. Any tips as to who else might be joining you?
Oh, I think there's a couple of people coming out of retirement. No, I'm joking. I have no idea.
Vicky Wilson's bobbing the bib back on.
Yeah.
Go, Vic.
There is a shooter spot up for grabs, so maybe. Just you wait.
I think Vicky Wilson's asking too much money, though, so I think we're going to say no.
Oh, fair enough, too. She's rough like that. It's all about the money for Vic.
Oh. Oh, I love Vic. Oh, still annoyed, though, that she didn't choose me in her Vicky Wilson cup back in grade 10. But anyway, it's all good. No, do you know what? Here's the thing, right? I trained for so many hours for this Vicky Wilson cup that we did at school, and I got... And this is when I was swimming as well. So, like, the training was hectic and I had given up all this swim training to do this netball. And the whole weekend I got to play 3 quarters out of a 2-day carnival.
Oh, no. Vicky wouldn't play you.
Oh, the old Vicster. Anyway. There won't be any contract coming my way. But that's cool. I'm happy doing radio. It's fine.
It's not a sore point, Shim. Clearly not a sore point.
Yeah, not at all.
Do we need to address this?
Totally fine about it. Hey, Kate, thanks so much for joining us this morning and well done.
Thank you, guys. It was lovely to speak to you.
Have a good one.